Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your man Sam, host of the Just Talk with Sam podcast. We got a good one for you today. Yeah, I paused when I said that, because it depends how you do it. Look, I'm just going to break it down. On this special edition, very special edition of the Just Talk with Sam podcast, one of the only special editions where we actually have a topic. And we've been debating on this for quite some time, but on this episode, we're going to try to break down the Trayvon Martin case. Now, I understand it's very controversial. Now, I understand there's a lot of opinions. So, that's why I called in help. We're bringing in some old favorites from the show, some of the featured guests, people you'd have missed, BK, Brandy, Marlene, myself, Tasha jumps in. And there's a couple people off mic who refuses to say anything on mic because they feel as though it's dumb. The people who should be off mic, the people who are off mic should be on mic because, like I said, very controversial issue and a lot of opinions go either way on this. And many people, you know, have feelings about this. So before we try to shoehorn some funny into this, we got to pay some bills around here. And the best way we could do that, first sponsor, we got a sponsor today. Sponsor near and dear to my heart. It is the Sam Show Nation store. You got it. Support the show the best way you know how. Go to samshownation.com, click the store icon, and get yourself a t-shirt. You can, you know, order some of the old school episodes, archive that book, I could say. You know, stickers. I've seen a lot of stickers out there. You guys are really loving those stickers. And thank you guys for the Instagrams and the Twitters of you guys wearing your shirts. Support the show. Show you love the show. Best way you do it. That's the way we keep us rolling. And my iTunes people, you get a free iTunes app. That's the only thing out the Sam Show Nation store that doesn't cost money is the iPhone app. You can click the button and using whatever Apple device you can. Free app. I believe the last 30 to 50 episodes are up. And as always, you can just check us out at samshownation.com. So thank you. Also, you can, you know, don't be afraid to donate if you haven't or you want to or what have you on the homepage or the current promotions page. You can click the donate link and donate to samshownation.com. You know, help us keep the free funny free. Give whatever makes you feel like a good person. Those who have done it, cool. We thank you. We appreciate you so much. Those who haven't, well, you get another chance to do so. So go to, you know, samshownation.com. Click the donate button or visit the store. Whatever you do there, regardless, helps the show out immensely, and we can't thank you enough for it. So now, come down to our sponsors. We got three this week, and that is Finish Line. What? Finish Line. Look, school is right around the corner. People are going back to school. People are going to school for the first time, colleges or what have you. The best way you can be first day fresh is to go to samshownation.com, click the Finish Line link, and shop. Get yourself, you know, some team gear, whether that be shoes, whether that be shirts, apparel, rocking your favorite teams. Believe it or not, socks. Some people really like the socks. Looking in your direction, Jay, Sean, and T-Mac. Yeah, but you can get socks from finishline.com. And be first day fresh by going to samshownation.com, clicking the Finish Line link, and getting your team gear, getting whatever you do so you won't be the eyeball still wearing those dusty Jordans. Well, there's no knocking down any type of Jordans, but you don't want to be the guy not looking good first day of school. Look, you got to break out some trigonometry that you don't understand. You better look good doing it. If I could say the word trigonometry, that'd help too. But either way, go to samshownation.com, click the Finish Line link, and be first day fresh. They offer free shipping every day on thousands of styles, and just go and shop as you normally would. Finishline.com via samshownation.com. Okay, next sponsor is the good folks, believe it or not, PetSmart. It may be back to school for you, but your pets may be feeling a little neglected because you're not really spending as much time as you would because you're studying, you're cramming, or whatever. Go to samshownation.com, click the PetSmart link. Get them something to show that they appreciate. Whether your dog, cat, fish, bird, Gila monster, rat, whatever pets you got, go Go to PetSmart, click the PetSmart link at SamShowNation.com, and jump in on their anniversary sale. Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year. It's online only. You can save up to $20 and free shipping on all orders over $100. So whether that be food, whether that be toys, whether that be habitats and living arrangements, I mean, you can do that. Use the code HOT SAVINGS. You got it. HOT SAVINGS. To go ahead and get the save $20 off, but it's free shipping on any orders over $100. So there you go. Treat your pets right. Go to PetSmart, where it's happiness in every store. And lastly, the granddaddy of them all. Okay, I've said this enough. I'm pretty sure you can recite it with me. Amazon.com. There's only a few reasons to get on the internet. Whether that be social media, whether that be writing a manifesto, being a conspiracy theorist, watching porn, and shopping. You are going to do this anyway. The only thing I suggest is if you go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link, shop as you normally would. I don't know what you want. I talked about back to school. Maybe you need a nice protractor. Maybe you need one of those, TI-83 calculators. Those are pretty popular when it's back to school. Maybe you need one of those spiral notebooks or the composition notebooks that's black and white and it looks like marble, but it's not really marble because it's cardboard. Whatever it is you need, be it back to school. Maybe you dropped out. You ever thought about that? Maybe school was too much for you and you want to watch the last season of Breaking Bad. You can get the DVDs at Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com. Click the link. Order whatever you're going to order. I'm not going to lie to you. Get a little kickback. Helps the show. Helps it keep it, keep it free. And on top of that, save yourself a little bit of cash too. So go to Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com. And here we go. In about 90 seconds, we're finna sit down. We're finna break down a Trayvon Martin case. See you in a few. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
What's up, y'all? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam Podcast, man. All right, this is a very, very... I swear to God, I'm on the air for two seconds.
Do it now!
either way, this is a very interesting show I have here, because this is one of the few that we have with a topic. We are... going to talk about Trayvon Martin, the entire Trayvon situation is going to happen on this podcast. Me personally, I can't handle it by myself, so I'm going to have somebody who's been very vocal on social media, part-time racist, my good buddy.
I'm not a part-time racist.
Miss Marlene, how you doing?
I'm fine.
All right, you ready to get on this Trayvon thing?
Yes, ma'am.
For counterpoint,
yes, indeed.
I got my man, 100 grand. Who has been calling me and texting me every part of this
trial, the aftermath, the whole shot.
Yes.
It is BK. Y'all know him. Y'all heard him. I'm going to hit this pause button so you can talk Bo. And lastly,
take a shot.
Straight off her South American tour, you should have saw her when she was opening for Rodrigo and Gabriela's, Luis J. Gomez, and lastly, Brandy opened for Los Lobos. I want to give it for my friend, Brandy Tick.
Hello.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, because if there's anything about this show, the people, my Hispanic listeners really love Randy. Like, love. It's weird. I got some emails. He did that machine gun Spanish. He was like, some Spanish.
I was turning the hell out of that thing. What?
Brandy Tingle, some else Spanish.
We're going to get to all them questions later on.
We'll get to all of that later on a whole different show. But serious, we got to get serious. This is about Trayvon and the whole thing. Now, everybody here, we watched the Trayvon Martin case go down from start to finish, right?
I did.
And we just going to start with my good buddy Marlene, part-time racist. Y'all, overall feelings about what happened. Overall, go ahead.
It was stupid. I mean...
The overall thing.
It was stupid. It was dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the right verdict was executed.
I'm looking your direction. Ms. BK.
Well, see, the thing is, I don't know how to retort back to that, because to a degree, I do agree. Because I'm not saying that Trayvon was innocent. One bit.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, that's the wrong word. I'm not saying that Trayvon wasn't my.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I didn't want Zimmerman to get off.
Nobody did.
And a lot of that is because, honestly, Trayvon is black and I'm black. Of course, most people, a lot of times, they go with that race. That's just how the world works. However, the notion that Trayvon was this innocent little boy who didn't do anything. You saw the pictures they put up. They had him in little kid outfits.
Mm-hmm.
When he was a boy, they had him in these suits and these ties. If he was altogether innocent.
Fix your mic just a little. Just a little. Don't worry.
You got me now?
Yeah, you good.
Okay, let me tell you something right now.
It sounds like you're so far away.
Ain't no way in the world that I'm going to be convinced that at that time of day when Zimmerman saw him, that nigga was not doing anything contrary to the right.
I can sit back now, Brent. Overall, feelings about Trayvon. We don't break down the case point by point, but your overall feelings about the whole thing.
Fuck Zimmerman.
There you go.
God damn it, fuck Zimmerman.
All right.
And one more thing. This was not a racially charged issue.
But, no, it's not.
And I'm done for the day.
No, but then I'll comment on what Brandon said. I don't care what pictures that they put up of Trayvon. He didn't have to die like that. I don't care if they put up a million Facebook pictures of him putting up his middle finger. That had nothing to do with that night.
That's not what I said.
So I'm saying, to a degree, he was innocent. He didn't have that persona of not being an innocent kid until all those pictures of him surfaced.
I agree. Well, I agree with you, but that's not what I'm saying. I didn't say what I just said actually had nothing to do with the case. It was just an opening. All I said was that these people are making Trayvon out to be such just nice guy. Well, the truth of the matter is, that nigga was the thug.
Right.
Now, granted, that had nothing. Excuse me. Now, granted, that had nothing to do with him. He shouldn't have been shot. By all means, Zimmerman had no right to shoot and kill that boy, because by all means, he was still a boy. He was not 18. He was 17. He was a boy. And then, Zimmerman broke all the rules for the neighborhood watch, and by regular law. What I'm saying is that I disagree with what the media is trying to make Trayvon out to be, because everybody's shooting for this to be a racially charged issue when it's not. That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't say everybody is shooting for it to be racially charged.
The greater part of the majority is shooting for this to be a racially charged issue. By all means. Now, I don't disagree with you on that. Trayvon should still be alive today. Zimmerman shouldn't have shot him. Zimmerman should have went to jail. But Trayvon is not as innocent as people are making him out to be. That's all I'm saying.
He's not guilty either.
No. He shouldn't have been killed. No. Zimmerman was 110% wrong for doing that. But the proof of Trayvon is in the pudding. See, let me tell y'all something. Some things y'all may not know. First off, I mean, the truth is this. With Trayvon, things that were not brought up in the case that had nothing to do with the case it's also relevant to what we're talking about right now.
Exactly. But
and I'm gonna tell you what the things are.
Well, go ahead, because I want to talk. I want to kick it with you.
All right. Before we jump into the overall feelings about everything, let's just break it down piece by piece, because this go everywhere.
Take a shot with
everything we're going to talk about from here on out, from let's break it down piece by piece. Let's talk about the prosecution.
Even though we all did it straight. Yeah. The prosecution.
Dropped the ball completely.
Yes.
I will agree on that, because in closing argument, legally, you cannot tell a panel of women, the jury, to rely solely on emotion. You cannot convict a person solely on emotion.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. Legally, that's not.
You can do that.
If not you go legally. According to, no, if you go according do that. To the rules not that the legally, judge gave them,
you go by you their guidelines.
No.
You can't.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why you can. You can do that. Who? If you tell me to give make a decision on something, ain't no way in the world, ever. Damn the rules. Understand what the rules may say, whatever they may say. There's no possible way. If you say, Brandon, make a decision on this, you cannot tell me, there's no way that you can know that what I'm making my decision on is based off my feelings. How do you know that?
But their guidelines limit you how much your emotion come out in the courtroom.
Damn guidelines, Brandon. How are you going to prove this? How are you going to prove to them if they're a jury and you are prosecuting me? Or how are you going to prove to them that what I'm saying?
You want to jump in?
Or say, no. Say they're the jury. I'm sorry. Say they're the jury.
Okay, question. Say how can
their decision is being made off their feelings.
How are they going to try a case with just, was it six jurors? A full jury is 12.
No. Not in Florida. And that's
bull crap.
No. Bad law. Bad law.
And that should be the same for everybody.
No. Yeah. Bad law, depending on what type of case it is. This is not a...
You're going to put a jury of his peers.
No. This is not... If this was a... damn it. I can't think of the word. But it has to be a certain type of case for it to be 12 jurors.
Was it capital?
Can be six. If it's capital, there you go. If it's capital, it can be 12. But if it's anything below that, it does have the right to be between 6 and 12. And the gender really don't even matter. The gender can be based on with anything. A lot of times, a jury is like a lottery. The roll of the dice. Okay? Well, it just so happened that women pop up. Now, given that it was women that popped up, I thought for a second that Zimmerman might have went to jail, because I'm thinking to myself, these are women, black or white. At the time, you couldn't see. I didn't know there was just all white and then one Mexican or women. But I'm thinking still, the fact is remains that these are women, and put yourselves in Trayvon's mother's shoes. Yeah, if this is your child, how would you feel? But I understand that. But it didn't turn out like that.
Maybe it's me being ignorant, but it brings me back to it being a racially charged trial. You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
Exactly.
I like this.
Put your mic on.
She needs to.
Thank you.
They can't
thank
see you.
You.
Now, the this question was, not called, a racially what if charged. Zimmerman was black? I don't agree with what happened, but I understand the law. And Zimmerman is not a white man. Let's not forget that. Zimmerman mama is Lulu Lopez that cleans somebody's house on Sunset Boulevard. That's
and
who his
loves
mama is.
Brandy.
She is freaking full.
Let's just get that out of
Hispanic. His daddy, however, is a white judge, so therefore he does fit the
Illuminati.
Person of color thing, because he's half Hispanic. That's my whole point. So you got to take the racially charged out of it.
Thank you.
And honestly,
but to us looking at him, a black person, just any regular black person, what they gonna say? A hunky? They not gonna care that his mama is Lulu cleaning up on Sunset.
All right, man.
The
same token.
They're gonna say that white man, that black ass cracker killed a black man.
All right. Goddamn, it's the same way we look at fucking Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey is half black. It's just the other way around. We call her white because she.
I don't call her white.
All right, then. You know the truth. So, you went the other way. And you got to do that shit with Zimmerman. Just because she didn't do a fucking single with... Well, he got Hispanic.
Mariah Carey has had some black in her.
Yeah, she had a shit ton of black in her. Dick Cannon.
But see, one thing, I agree with Miss Marlene 100% when she said the prosecutor dropped the ball. 100%. That defense,
Okay, by and all that was means, our next topic.
We, by let, all, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's our next. That's our next little part.
I'll stick to what we're saying then. Go ahead.
This motherfucker read the head.
No, I didn't read shit. I'm going off what I was about
to say. Well, let's just fuck it. You didn't brought it up. The defense, greatest defense ever, that did not have to work that goddamn hard
was conquering the defense.
What they did was they took
no,
that was defense. That was defense. That was a second. It was a second. It was a second.
Let's get that right.
It was a second.
I said what they did was they took Zimmerman off.
He was being tried.
They took him off from Robin of Snow. That's how that at 50. Later.
Are you serious?
Okay, good or bad? That's a good decision. Right decision to do.
Now that nigga should go to jail.
I don't give a damn.
I hope he go to jail and stay there.
Or the nigga who shot the guy will not talk. That's the best fucking defense I ever seen in later years. Not shitting on Johnny Cochran. But that is some post-dead Johnny Cochran good shit right there.
Well, Johnny Cochran was cool. He used to rhyme when he talked. But that's what you're talking about.
The prosecution messed up.
Hey, you know the guy everyone hates?
How could you not subpoena the person that...
Yeah, the person? Yeah.
They messed up right. And not subpoenaed
I agree.
Him.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. And when they probably thought about it, it was too late. Because he didn't have to speak.
But that was
They should have went with the black people. They should have went... The prosecutor should have let the black people that was representing the family... In the civil part, do the trial. I bet you, George Zimmerman probably would have.
Oh, well, that ain't shit. Civil court, you gonna get them in civil court. If they got OJ in civil court.
If black people, now some people may disagree with this, if black folk would have represented Trayvon in this case, this thing would have been over in a heartbeat. Because, for one, I don't care how you slice it, anytime, it don't matter. It gotta be Trayvon. It could be the nigga working at Kenny's Shoes. The same thing would happen.
There's still a kid's shoes.
Well, whatever, hell. You get the metaphor. If somebody that is not black shoot and kill somebody that is black is racially charged. Am I wrong? It would be like that.
It's the situation. It don't got to be white.
Zimmerman is not even white. He's a fucking Mexican or a Cuban or whatever the hell he is, and this is a racially charged issue.
You asked the wrong person. I don't see color.
You do. I'm in with you. But listen, it don't matter if the person is black that's being killed. If the person that wasn't black was not the same person that killed the black dude, it's a racially charged issue. Like you just said, or she just said, Zimmerman is not even white. His daddy is white, but his daddy didn't kill Trayvon. Zimmerman did, and that nigga's Cuban or Mexican or.
Ain't
South somewhere,
some type of Latin, and so it's
a racially charged issue. If any time somebody's black get killed by somebody of an opposite race, it's going to be a racially charged issue. If those black lawyers would have represented the Trayvon case, then no, it wouldn't have been nothing big. And honestly, I understand what the president is doing, and to a degree, like I said in the beginning, I don't think that Zimmerman should have got off. I don't think that Zimmerman should have got off because. Whether it's a racially charged issue or not, first off, you broke the law. You broke the law of the country and the state, and then you broke the neighborhood law. Then the law of the state. It's a big difference in following somebody and pursuing somebody. Big thing, though.
Exactly.
And as a neighborhood watch, all you're supposed to do is see, then call the police. Right. He didn't do that. You shot and killed a minor. If that's not enough to send his ass to jail, I don't know what it is. You shot and killed a minor, really? Now the only thing that got that defense. In my honest opinion, now this goes past bounds and bounds beyond. Is reasonable doubt.
They teach us
about that over there when we doing training.
Reasonable doubt.
That lawyer, Zimmerman's lawyer, only gave you about 12 reasons for reasonable doubt. When really that reasonable doubt can go from grass shit to saying what's the street up here? What's his main street? That street right there.
And
probably longer. Reasonable doubt is if you are in threat or feel threatened for any reason, that's reasonable doubt. Mm-hmm. How do I know that I'm not putting you in danger right now? I don't know. So in your mind, you have all means right now to shoot me in the face. And I cannot prove or say that I didn't put her in danger, but I don't know how you feel. That goes back to what I was saying in the beginning about feelings and feelings generating and regulating the outcome or of the jury.
Well, you can't prove Trayvon was aggravated. He wasn't doing nothing, but this man is constantly following.
But
me, so
prove
he
that.
Might have been
how are you going to prove that? How are you going to prove that to a jury if Zimmerman says
you
I feel this
because
way?
Trayvon is there.
That's reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you can't beat that.
No, I you can't. Think that this trial it only went to trial to pacify the community, the black community.
Yeah.
And I think in that token. the prosecution this is not going didn't the way put I wanted forth it to go. An effort to really try this case in favor of Trayvon. Okay. It was to pacify the black community.
Okay, I thought you were against me.
Let me break this down. Let me break it down.
You're supposed to be against me.
Hold on.
No, I can be against you, but then I can still recognize where there were flaws on the part that I'm for. All
right. Start over again. What did you just say?
She can recognize flaws on both sides. Now, when it comes down to it.
You said my flaws?
No, not you. Oh. Stop trying to fight her.
I'm trying to. Okay,
He's trying to. Just let it naturally
what
happen.
I think, though, that the prosecution should have dissected that 911 call a little bit more.
First of all, that was not 911.
Stop taking my points.
The reenactment when he took that detective back through the whole scene, they should have dissected that. There were things that I saw in there that prosecution didn't even bring up. I don't think they prosecuted that case correctly. However, I don't think they had enough evidence regardless for second degree murder. I don't.
There you
I
go.
Thought he could have gotten manslaughter. I thought he could have gotten aggravated assault. But I don't think he should have walked away scot-free.
Now, here's where I come. When it comes down to manslaughter, here's how I know you wasn't going to get manslaughter. If you got an axe, you ain't getting it.
By all means.
If you got an axe, what manslaughter is.
Very well said.
You ain't getting it.
Very
now,
well
as
said.
Far as pacifying the community, that's true because they have ran this for a year.
There's too many girls in here.
I know.
What the problem is.
They have ran this for a year, and it came them. Past, what, it was six lawyers?
Tiffany, go ahead and drink that.
It was six lawyers, and none of them wanted to take the case because it was too open to shut, not because of right and wrong. It was not enough evidence on the other side. Now,
this is the stupid. Ain't nothing.
Now, here go the thing where I could take a day off right here. How did y'all feel about the verdict?
All right,
I'm done. I'm done for the day.
I was, for one... No, to be completely honest, shocked by it.
I was.
Because, like, I looked at the reenactments, I followed the case, and it was just, in my opinion,
the other grown folk.
He was guilty from jump. You started this whole thing. Like, when you get into a fight in school, the first thing your mother asks you, who started the fight? If you had never pursued him, he would have never
like
been
I
shot.
Like I said, it's a big
you
thing
would have never
and
gotten your ass
whooped. I agree, 100%.
So I solely think that there was no way possible for the way that Zimmerman described how he was at the time that he shot Trayvon, there was no way possible he got to that gun. What I think happened was he was pissed off that his 28-year-old ass got his ass whooped by a 17-year-old. Mm-hmm. I think that Trayvon wasn't even on him when he got shot. I think Trayvon was standing
up. He couldn't have been.
Hollering, screaming for help.
He couldn't have been.
Here's
Zimmerman was salty and shot him. If you about that life, you like, oh, shit, this nigga done whooped my ass. I can't let that get out like that. I'm about to shoot his ass. I think that's exactly what happened.
And he thought, I'm a white guy or I'm going to get off.
I'm going to get off anyway. My daddy is a judge.
Whatever the hell he is, he's not going to
love. Randy, he loves you.
If your skin ain't as dark as mine,
you're
white.
Well, half of them.
Exactly.
I agree.
If your skin ain't as dark as mine, you're white.
Randy, half of them loves you.
Your comments.
Well, on the verdict, it was something totally different than just it being a guilty or not guilty verdict. I just felt like every black person's soul was hurt that day. You know what I'm saying? It was just like everybody was at a loss for words.
Not guilty of nothing at all.
That's what
it
I'm
showed
saying.
That a get black a man's life was nothing ass. Compared to a dog.
Yeah.
Michael Vick went to jail for fighting fucking dogs, and a dude that
exactly.
shoots a human being gets to walk.
And you, like Jeezy said, you get more time for selling dope than murder. And he didn't even get a day. Not one day.
How the fuck did you quote Jeezy and I didn't immediately stop you?
Because I fucks with Jeezy. That's why.
All right, well, whatever. He's not Latin.
My thing on that is, there's several things that went wrong. At the end, the prosecutor, well, one of the guys, the guy Joe something, I can't remember his name.
Joe Guy.
He should have started, that argument he had closing should have been what he started off with. To get the appeal of the women. And to get them to have these feelings for this boy and put them on that, and put them on that thing. That pedestal or at least break up to his side. He messed up when he did that. But that reasonable doubt is a mother.
But
at the same time, also, the big thing is, with George Zimmerman, like you said, he was guilty from the beginning. You said what?
No, I'm still with you.
He was guilty from the beginning. I agree 100% with you. I'm mad that I agree with you because I thought it was going to go differently from this. Sam, you lied. But it was to appease black people. Because all niggas know, including myself and those of us sitting around the table now, knew that Zimmerman was going to get off.
I knew he was going to walk. I knew with my
Baby,
heart.
Baby, I told you. I as soon as that defense,
I have to agree as soon with as that defense, I did not believe.
As soon as that defense, as soon as that defense said reasonable doubt, you can't beat reasonable doubt.
All right, here it is. Here's.
But it was to a please African American.
Oh, please
go
ahead. But I cannot. What pisses me off the most, I think it was your B37. You can't sit up there and say, oh, I feel like I owe Trayvon's parents an apology. I feel like I contributed to his death. When you had the power
to
fight
it.
For that, you can't tell me, okay, you found him not guilty. Now you want the media
maybe that juror did want to, but they had to come to a unanimous decision. That's why I said guidelines.
You could have gave a hung jury. I swear these niggas don't read my notes. You didn't have to just go and say he was not guilty. I swear these motherfuckers
are reading notes. I'm not reading
notes. I don't make notes.
I can't. I don't have any sympathy for her.
Only time I'm reading. Well, since y'all done brought it up, let's just go to the media. The media itself. See, this is where I chime in, and I got a lot of opinions on how the media handled this case. For starters, you brought up the thing about juror, you know, saying she owed a thing. My problem was motherfuckers not seeing this case but still want to comment. Like, there's a lot of shit I saw. I saw the little memes on Facebook where they had everybody in a hoodie. They had, like, Jay-Z in a hoodie. They had Beyonce. They had, well, just Jamie Foxx. Anybody else. Even they went historical people like Martin Luther King in a hoodie. That's where I lost my fucking mind. Because they shot Martin Luther King in a fucking suit. He don't need a hoodie.
In the daylight.
In daylight. They shot Martin Luther King in a suit in the daylight.
At a hotel.
You don't need a fucking hoodie. Alright? We get it. We don't give a damn. Now, as far as the media go.
I can't even get drunk.
Say what you want to say. Now, I'm finna catch a lot of shit from this, but the best person out of the media who did something that, like, hit my heart was Robert Zimmerman, his brother. Because his brother.
I saw that, yeah.
Went on all those goddamn talk shows.
I'm just saying, Robert Zimmerman can eat a dick.
Okay, here it is. Here it is. Here's what I'm talking about, Robert Zimmerman. Robert Zimmerman has to go on all these talk shows. He has to go on all these radio shows. Take all these interviews. Defending the most hated man in America at that time. And did not fall for any other traps.
Ben said something about his brother was going to need his gun more now than ever.
Bullshit! He lying? Is he lying?
But the most ironic
thing... His brother will need that gun.
But the most ironic thing is... You shot a boy because he was walking around in a hood, but now you gonna need a fucking hood to go outside your house.
You stole my joke. We got that.
Like, how fucking ironic is that?
You have a shit on Facebook. You stole my joke. But all right.
He better see
it. It is ironic that the motherfucker
that's
who
we need to see
who fought a guy in a hoodie needs one now. But when it comes down to Robert Zimmerman, because I look around this room and I see some of my closest friends and family. And I know in my heart, if I did some dumb shit, not one of y'all would do the shit Robert Zimmerman did. Where he would come out against fucking Wolf Blitzer and say, alright, goddammit, I know you don't like this nigga. But, see it from his point of view. I like y'all, but I know in y'all heart, if I shot a kid right now, I can see half of y'all would be like, yeah,
if you were
shit.
Blatantly guilty, no. Yeah, I can't defend you if you pursue somebody that ultimately resulted in their death.
Yeah, since I've been knowing you, you've been full of shit. So I don't know why you shot that nigga.
And that's why I like Robert Zimmerman that much more.
Man,
but
him and all
what she just
guys.
Said. Let me say this.
The brother. You talking about the brother. Robert Zimmerman.
No, I wasn't going to say anything about the brother.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll mention Robert in a minute. Zimmerman's whole point, and my honest opinion, for shooting that boy. I don't think it was Brian. You cheated. You cheated, Brian. No, you didn't. You got one right. Are we all jigging straight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Listen, now the thing is, when George shot that boy, the reason I don't think it was a racially charged issue. However, what I do think is this. At the time, given the time in Florida, what was going on with that area, that district, he was the neighborhood watch, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What I think happened is that George Zimmerman, because him and Trayvon had several interactions prior to this killing. Several interactions. Yeah. Conflicts. And no interactions.
Oh,
all
you
the
didn't
time.
Know that shit, did you?
No, I did.
And, yeah, with George Zimmerman, Trayvon, they did. Verbal, and they fought, and you know, physically, several times. It was physical altercation and verbal altercation several times. I think George Zimmerman, at that time, was pissed off with the way that things were going on in his neighborhood. Granted, what I'm saying gives him no right to kill anybody. But this is when the defense and the prosecution actually were talking. This is how I come to this outcome. At that time, George Zimmerman, Trayvon, they all lived in that district, that neighborhood, that community. And Trayvon wasn't living there. But Zimmerman did, right? But that community still was in an uproar. It was bad. It was a bad community. All Trayvon saw at night was a person in a hoodie walking towards him. Now, where that person was going was neither here nor there.
I'm with you on that.
All
right.
But all he saw was a person in a hoodie walking towards him. Now, granted, thug and nigga can be relevated to any race of people. Whites, we see white thugs all the time here in the city. Latinos, we see them all the time. We saw them in Virginia.
And they love them.
And we see it. And a Latino, a white guy, an Arab, they love to be called niggas. They embrace it. Yeah. They do it. They love it. We've been calling niggas all the time. And hell, it's nothing to us.
But
the
thing DJ Kelly.
And all he saw was somebody walking towards his car.
Sam, shut up. Damn it.
All he saw was somebody walking towards his car at night. Maybe or maybe not, he noticed it was Trayvon. But at the same time, he said to himself, I'm tired of what's going on in my neighborhood. I'm going to take this into my own hands. Because the police...
Who gives you the right to do that?
Excuse me, wait a second. Because the police are not doing their job in Florida. Now, nothing gave him the right to do it.
I understand, but nobody told you to go be super cop.
Nothing.
Either.
No. I'm telling you what I think happened in the man of Zimmerman. Nothing told him to do that. He broke the law. He shouldn't have did it. I said that in my open argument. He shouldn't have did it. He broke the bad laws of the community service.
So you're saying when more vigilante justice.
Vigilante justice. That exactly what he did.
Just say vigilante justice.
Just because of his job title, how we know he not hindering his own community? We don't know what he's doing in his spare time.
You're missing my whole point. That's not what I'm saying. That is not what I'm saying.
I understand that. I understand exactly what you
okay said. Then you're taking my point to a different level. I'm not even going there. I think he's wrong on that issue. He shouldn't have did it, but that's what I think he did. Miss Marlene,
I mean, I don't, they prosecution didn't bring this out, but Zimmerman in his own words even put that out on social media, i.e. his MySpace page when it was up, that he had been brought up on assault charges, which he had been acquitted on. So, I mean, to look at Zimmerman as if, okay, he was just somebody that was just fed up with, you know, whatever was going on in his community, he wasn't peachy keen either. So, I mean, you guys are looking at Trayvon as a thug.
I didn't say that.
Zimmerman could have been, no, I'm not saying you. Zimmerman could have been looked at in the same light. I mean, just because his charges was thrown out, and, you know, Trayvon might have had a record, I mean, it was the same thing.
Not to mention that nigga Trayvon just came back from stealing a bag of Skittles.
He didn't steal. He paid.
That nigga stole them Skittles.
It shows him on the convenience store.
No. They show him on the convenience store stealing them Skittles.
All right. Here we go. All right.
Brandon.
I figured out we are
Trayvon didn't buy shit.
I figured this out. And I had to do this, and I had to console my wife
the
day of the verdict and all the other good stuff.
You don't go to the counter when you steal stuff. Trust me, okay, I have stolen things, and I walk right past the counter.
I'm trying to tell
you. You already know that.
I stole all kinds of shit. I do that, too. But.
Well, maybe. Because this nigga Trayvon no niggas. He just said to do things differently. Because you niggas do things blatantly.
You have more day off. This is my day off right here. All y'all talking. I
got like 26 more days.
We can do this every damn day.
Like I said,
I will record your ass every day.
No, by all means, nothing what he did is desires murder. Right. Nothing. And I said that in the beginning.
But after all
and
of
that nigga Robert.
Oh, fuck really? Him too. Really? That's my guy. That's my guy. I don't like Robert.
Robert, let me tell you.
Because that motherfucker willingly put himself in the heart of
I understand why
he didn't have to do that shit. But that's how strong a brother love is. Where I'm like,
let me tell you about Robert. Mm-hmm. I've met Robert before.
Okay.
Several times over in my life. That nigga is looking for publicity.
Exactly.
In the eyes of his brother Trayvon.
Okay.
That's all he's looking for.
Okay.
Next topic.
All right. Here we go. Now, after all this, I figured out we ain't gonna come to a clear conclusion about this. So,
Zimmerman is guilty. He should have been guilty. Here we are.
I'm gonna do something very hurtful to myself because I'm gonna hate this next Saturday. Boy, I'm gonna have to read these emails.
Well, fuck y'all.
Whatever y'all think, y'all can go ahead and email the show at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. No G in Target, justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. And tweet us, Facebook us, all that other good stuff. But one thing we would like to focus on is the aftermath of the Zimmerman case. And that's why I bring in Tasha, EP of the show.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Play the song.
You got to stuff. Please put them in order. Don't mess them up.
Okay,
keep them in order?
Yeah.
All right, well, hit us with breaking news.
Right. Police say that George Zimmerman helped rescue a family trapped in an overturned vehicle off of Florida Highway.
Can we hear the breaking news?
Zimmerman's family. Zimmerman's first known public sighting since his acquittal in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. The incident occurred on July 17th in Sanford, Florida. Near the intersection of Interstate 4 and State Road 46. Officials confirmed to NBC News the rescue was first reported by ABC News. Zimmerman and another man were assisting a family of four when officers with the Seminole County Sheriff's Office, he's in the same county, arrived on the scene of the accident. A blue Ford Explorer had traveled off the road and rolled officials. Zimmerman and another man were helping the two children and their parents get out of the overturned vehicle. The Seminole County Sheriff's Office said the former neighborhood watch volunteer left the scene after making contact with the police and did not witness the crash. There were no injuries to any of the vehicle's occupants, according to the police. The Seminole County jury found Zimmerman guilty. You know, they go through the whole trial, basically, just saying they found him guilty. Since then, Zimmerman's family has said the 29-year-old was in hiding and received death threats. Surprise, surprise. Zimmerman's parents
said... Well, yeah, nigga gonna receive death threats. I sent them some.
Zimmerman's parents said in an interview they don't even know where their son is hiding.
Hell.
Yeah, right. The verdict has prompted rallies and protests. Protests in Los Angeles, Oakland, California turned violent and demonstrators called for an overhaul of the justice system and an appeal of Florida Stand Your Ground self-defense law. And that's
now just going back to the trial.
Okay, right. So how are you in hiding? But the story said that the accident happened an hour away from...
Who told him that he had a police radio?
Isn't it obvious?
I don't know. An hour away from where he shot Trayvon.
Someone told me that Zimmerman has a police
radio. Isn't it obvious?
This accident was orchestrated.
That nigga wasn't in the hiding.
This accident was orchestrated trying to bring him into this Good Samaritan act.
That's all it is. He's trying to appease the people in their eyes to him.
He would have pulled me out of that car.
As not a killer. Well, the truth of the matter is he killed the child and got off. He knew he was guilty.
You got the next one ready? All right, let him talk. Let him talk. Go ahead.
I ain't tipping shit.
Brian, anybody said nothing about
shit about tipping. We just got the next one ready.
But come on, then.
But then, how did some people get mad at the family when they backed out of a, you know, an interview? I'm not about to endanger my family.
The Zimmerman family?
No, the people that he saved.
Oh, yeah.
They
were
supposed to do an interview about the whole incident, and at the last minute, they backed out. There's a lot of people that are angry because they're saying, you can't thank somebody for saving your life. How can you expect somebody to put themselves as well as their family in harm's way?
You can't.
Because this asshole decides he wants to profile somebody and kill him.
Now, what I heard was, according to what I heard, Zimmerman has a police scanner. And he also has a friend that works for the Seminole County police officers.
There's so much things I didn't say.
All right, first of all,
this is what I heard.
Tasha, you're awakening so much stuff.
He heard that the accident, heard them reporting the accident on the police scanner, and then he ran down there
of course he got a police scanner. He trained with the police.
Yeah. First of all,
he trained with them, and his daddy and the judge is.
So why did he work at a Target if he was police trained?
All right. First of all,
you ready?
I'm still here. I'm sorry. I got you.
Go ahead, brother.
I still got
you. I promise you, what you're gonna say is not what I'm about to say.
I'm sure it's not. But here's what y'all not understanding.
Give me a drink, Brandon. You're not drinking.
That's some Batman type shit.
Because they've been sitting there.
I like what he did.
How did it have to be him?
It's first of all, that's some Batman shit because he didn't stay for the police. He saved them and got the fuck out of there. He did what he was supposed to do, and you know, to help people. Hopefully, they would boost his image. He didn't stay to find out. Because if he actually was fame hungry, he would have stayed for the cameras. No, his ass helped these motherfuckers out and got the fuck. That's what Batman does.
He was fame hungry just for showing up there. If your ass supposed to be in hiding, be under a fucking rock somewhere.
Let me tell you why George Zimmerman had no reason to hide at all. Now, I'm about to know what I shouldn't say this. I'm getting Central Nation in trouble.
I'll be fine.
Let me tell you why.
Before you say this, give your Twitter address.
I got no address. Coraham.
Fuck you.
Let me tell you why George Zimmerman had no reason to hide one bit at all. One bit. His daddy. Does anybody know who his father is?
I'm still with
you. A retired judge.
Old ass white man.
The judge of the case. Does anybody know who her husband is?
A white man.
I know. I just want you to make your goddamn point.
It's the Illuminati.
What y'all fail to realize, Trayvon Martin's daddy is a Mason as well.
I'm about to bring it full circle. The judge's daddy, and the judge's wife, a husband rather, is a Mason alongside Zimmerman's father, who's a Mason.
I'm going to say he ain't. I'm just saying.
Trayvon Martin's father. Is a grandmaster Mason.
Yeah, I saw his picture.
Put 1, 2, and 3 together.
Yeah, the popcorn.
Hold on, wait.
I'm not going to say nothing else.
Hold on, y'all.
Because I'm not going to get my own self in trouble.
Y'all hear that?
Yes.
There's some shit going on. Oh, shit, it's Zimmerman! Y'all hear that?
He on the thing?
I never looked at it as that.
No.
All right, guys.
Are we on pause?
Nope.
Wait.
Is that over? Y'all don't hear that?
Fist bump.
We were going to the next breaking story.
Brian. No. Fist bump. We were talking about this guy, Zimmerman.
You just spit on me.
Sorry. This one she was talking about. He's Zimmerman.
He felt a little bit.
Dude, Zimmerman.
He is not in the same.
Able to jump behind the prosecution.
He is not in the same category as Superman or Batman.
But he's Zimmerman.
Or Green Lantern Man.
Right. Or Meteor Man.
Or Meteor Man. Not it. He better not be with Meteor Man.
First of all, he beat Robert Meteor Towson. Meteor Man. No. Because we're talking about him and not Robert Towson.
No.
But we are talking about him.
Now we're talking
about some spit killing
a
nigga.
It's a bird. It's a
so
plan.
He did not beat Meteor
it's
Man.
Zimmerman.
He did not beat Meteor Man.
Zimmerman.
I'm a big Superman fan.
Able to beat a fucking prosecution.
He did not beat Meteor Man. Meteor Man
really?
Threw a goddamn garden in the hood. He was able to fly, do everything that Superman can.
But
and
he
I'm
saved
the greatest.
Two people from an overturned car.
Who gives a fuck when you did
Why
that?
Why you mad?
Because I
listen to the Superman song.
Actually, if you really look at it, he didn't save them from it. I mean, like, if he was gonna be Superman or Zimmerman, he would have got him before the car.
I like how you
over.
Said Zimmerman.
First of all, his name is Zimmerman.
So technically, he didn't save shit. He just pulled him.
Yeah,
out.
That's more so Zimmer. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Yeah, he's Zimmerman.
Just like
that's
that.
Not what I was about to say.
He's Zimmerman.
That's not what I was about to say.
Well.
Alright, you ready to go to the next door?
Zimmer, bitch.
Why you mad? Look, that's some Batman shit he did.
Really? Batman didn't have a fucking
And you're a Batman
car.
Fan,
here's
really?
Why, here's why.
Are you serious?
Hold on, hear me out.
The police car, Batman.
Here's why I say this is a Batman shit. Batman does not wait for the goddamn cops.
Did they not?
He does what he does and get the fuck out of there.
So did the police not call Batman to come get crime?
Excuse me.
Well, if they put the Batman signal in the sky, is that not calling Batman?
This is like,
if they flash that black and yellow bat in the sky, is that not calling Batman?
Zimmerman isn't Batman, but he did some Batman-like shit.
How?
He saved the people and he said, "Don't look at my face," and then he got the fuck out of there. That's what he did.
Well, fuck Batman and fuck Zimmerman. Let's go.
All right, goddamn it.
Two times. All right. Cue my music.
Hold on.
The family that George Zimmerman reportedly rescued from an overturned Ford Explorer last week.
I hate that voice.
Canceled a scheduled news conference, fearing that they might face backlash if they discuss the incident.
Surprise.
Mark and Dana haven't spoken publicly since the accident, although their unnamed friends have been quick to talk about the tabloids.
Suspect.
There is so much hatred directed towards Zimmerman. One alleged
Zimmerman.
told the Daily Bugle.
Really?
I'm joking.
Really? I got excited. I was like, really?
I was about to cuss.
I got excited.
I'm sorry, Miss McLean.
That's a real paper?
Because you sound like somebody.
One told the Daily Mail.
Okay,
if they
stop
say
reading that voice.
It
confuses everybody.
It could backfire. Zimmerman attorney Mark O'Mara lamented the sad situation. I think they were advised that they really shouldn't get involved with anything to do with George Zimmerman, O'Mara told CNN. They can't even say that George Zimmerman did something good for them.
All right, that's some smart shit. That's some smart shit. Out of that whole story,
I heard Omar.
Other than Omar, you know who I would love to be? The nigga standing next to the nigga who George Zimmerman had to tell. The person standing next to the person.
I see you.
Where it was just kind of like, dog, you ain't gonna believe this shit. My car overturned on the freeway. Guess who saved my ass?
George Zimmerman. Show his shit. Brandy, what if you
and
got
that's what that whole
hurt?
News story
and
is
here
about.
You see a white hand reaching out from the brush to help you. Long as I got my
white
in my body, it's white. He got a white hand compared to our black hand.
He's lighter than me.
That is an off color.
That's why I said white. Hand. I didn't say a Hispanic face.
I said a white hand. That's
a reaching
off-color,
from the brush.
Off color.
And it was George Zimmerman.
Off color.
Off the top. Y'all ever seen it?
As long as I got breath, bitch, get away from me.
That's what the family said. Like, we ain't gonna help your ass.
I will hope I have a pistol and I'll say he was trying to beat my ass and I was standing my ground.
All right, off the top.
I would say, now, the car is on fire.
The car isn't on fire.
It was an overturned car.
Well, I ain't gonna lie to you. As much as I want that nigga to go to jail, I'm glad to see his hand.
Thank you.
Not me gonna lie.
Thank you. Thanks for saving my ass.
Now,
it was overturned.
It could have caught on fire, but it wasn't. Hey, y'all ever seen that movie Crash?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of Crash, when it was
the same officer that was on that bullshit. Yeah.
So that's a real talk situation of what happened. We're just like, God damn it, if it could have been anyone else but you.
Pissed on George Zimmerman, but God bless him at the same time.
Look, he's a complex man. He's a complex
Brandy's, man. Brandy's, she's lost for words.
Like, if...
He got in the Zimmerman mobile.
Save your ass. That's what it is.
Only because somebody told him to.
I am thankful for that.
So that exactly, that's where they are now. They're like,
nah, I am thankful
when
for
he
that.
Says,
however,
that means he's trying to kiss you.
I
see that? Okay.
The only person
that say they like is God.
Exactly.
Who sent George Zimmerman, of all people.
He just
God said something, but I had to catch up.
Did not send George Zimmerman to save lives.
I wasn't there. You know God's plan?
I didn't.
All right, wait.
I know this plan.
Here it is. Here it is. We got one more. Reggae news.
Well, and traffic.
Yeah, give him a minute. Give him a minute.
One more time. Hit me, DJ.
Do I? Here we go.
A traffic stop reveals that George Zimmerman is still packing, and I'm not talking a baloney pony.
I like how you said Zimmerman.
Wow. It don't say that I'm mad at it.
He don't even need one.
His attorney said George Zimmerman will be back to his gun-toting ways after his acquittal and the killing of Trayvon Martin.
Gun-toting ways.
And now there's confirmation. Zimmerman was pulled over for speeding by the cops of Forney, Texas.
When he revealed
that he had his pistol in his glove compartment. Since Texas allows drivers to carry guns in their car as long as the weapon is not in plain sight and the driver isn't a member of a criminal gang or involved in any criminal activity, absolutely nothing happened. After the officers determined there were no active warrants for him, Zimmerman was sent on his way in about 5 minutes with a warning and a cheery, "Have a safe trip, my nigga."
I'm with you.
But then ask the George officer if he knew who he was because he had been all over TV.
Do you know who I am? I'm like Zimmerman.
I mean, fuck with all my life.
Basically.
Wait, I can't hear your ass.
No, his ass needed a speed ticket. He should have arrested his ass.
You know what?
George Zimmerman. Kiss my black ass, you spick fuck.
All right, here's my whole thing. Because I heard that whole thing, but here's my whole thing with this. Being free means just that. Being free of prosecution, being free of any type of redemption, because the officer knew who he was, and he said,
"No, look at
fuck
that. They're going to hug each other.
I'm not getting in the middle of this.
Like six times.
Keep it going." And George Zimmerman have a gun at this point in time. If there's ever a person who needed a gun, right now is George Zimmerman.
He got pulled over for, though.
For having a gun?
He got pulled over for speeding.
And having a gun.
But he told the officer, look.
Okay, I'm tired of this shit.
He told the officer, look, I got a gun in my glove compartment.
Let me tell you what that officer said.
He was proud to carry that gun.
No. Hold on, here's what the officer said.
Let me tell you what that officer thought.
But this is what I heard. Because had to ask him if he knew who he was.
Yeah, let me
this
tell
is
you what
I heard.
That officer, go ahead.
You know I got the gun in the glove problem that I killed the little nigga boy with.
That's what
the, that, and there we go.
The officer said, the officer thought this right here. Oh, shit. If you got off for that,
I know you gonna be the ticket. I know you gonna be the ticket, goddammit.
There it is. Continue on, say.
Alright. Here it is.
Completely off the subject, but how come Brandon got the cool headphones?
Oh, the reason he has the cool headphones. That's not cool headphones.
It look at the top reason, of it like a calm
look,
head.
It look like he should be on the helicopter.
But look at the top of
look
it.
At it. Here's why I get this. Because his headphones, we had to go out.
Did you hear me?
No.
Okay, yeah, good.
I heard you. I heard you, Bubba.
Right. What did you say?
Nothing.
Tell me. I want to listen to the show.
Listen to the show. You hear me?
Here's why he got those headphones. Because his head is too big to fit normal headphones. So his had to be 100% elastic. His entire head. Fuck you. His entire headphone set is elastic to fit his fucking big head. He's the only one who has special headphones. I don't give a goddamn if you bad talk to me. That's just what it is. I don't know how to put this, but alright, look. We're getting towards the last minutes of the whole Zimmerman thing. Anybody else got any final thoughts?
Well,
if he came here right now, you would jump away. And the rest of us too. Boy, I'm whooping everyone's ass in here minus the kids.
Okay.
Why you look at me?
First of all, I'm breastfeeding. I can't damage my
You looked at my ass.
Why you look at me? You gonna look at me.
Now, I can say.
So it's just me saying Miss Marlene?
Yep.
I'm gonna rob it at the end.
That's for radio.
I'm gonna put that truck at the end. And what is that 40th?
First of all, I'm asking how you just Target discount. I need some diapers.
All right. Everybody else pretty much on the same page.
I was about to say that. You crack ass cracker. And he's not white. I've been saying it the whole show.
And my question, that Rachel girl, if you are somebody's true friend,
that's a good point.
And he's saying that somebody is chasing, you know,
stay on a fucking phone.
Why not? Like, okay,
her
what's your dad's
Lil
number?
Durl.
Let
that's
me call your
name.
Dad. Let me Lil bring Durl. Somebody to Let's you to come to your aid. Why did you tell? You basically.
He said,
but still, that's common fucking sense.
I got this crazy cracker following me.
Do y'all want to know about Rachel?
What?
End the show.
No, Rachel was
in the
one
show.
Of those.
No, Rachel was not.
Rachel was uneducated.
Okay, here we go. I'm looking around this room, and I see a bunch of people. Here's my final thoughts. I see a bunch of people who have immediately said, if I did some shit like this, will not do the representative thing and come on my behalf.
I have no choice. I'm your wife. I kind
of
got it.
But I see, with the exception of BK to my right-hand side, a bunch of fucking hypocrites. I like y'all because y'all my friends. But at least y'all forget 2 weeks before the Trayvon shit hit the airwaves like it did. There was another person in February of last year that died.
This is another show.
And y'all just forgot about her ass. And that person is Whitney Houston.
No.
Every last one of y'all forgot about Whitney. Oh, it's different? It's not different. No, I'm keeping this alive. Because, here it is.
She was on drugs.
Hold on. Here's what I did. Hold on. I sat back. Sam Show Nation. Because, I throw this out there. Here's what I did.
No, sir.
Hold on, here's what I did. Y'all go hate me for this for life. I don't give a goddamn. But during the wake of the Trayvon verdict, I hit the streets like most people would do, and I asked the people, if you had a magical key to bring back one person died in February of 2012, who would you bring back?
Trayvon.
Whitney or Trayvon?
That's a messed up question.
But I can tell you who and I can tell you why. I would bring back Trayvon over Whitney because Whitney's voice was not the same. I couldn't stand to listen to her sing.
Hey, Trayvon rolled up too.
Oh, wait for it.
The
one can hear.
Whitney
lived her damn life.
Whitney smoked both her kneecaps off. Both of them.
Everybody mad as hell about that. Hold on, you ready?
Randy, what you got?
Randy, what you got? It is a fucked up question.
Randy, what you got?
Look at her! She wanna say Whitney so goddamn bad! Okay. Now, hold on, here it is! It's a lot of people.
But they both died with
each other. Hold on, there's a lot of people in this room with me during this podcast. So the only thing we could do.
Bring back Johnny Cochran.
That's what a nigga needed.
Hold on.
Yes.
There's only one thing we could do. And Randy, you remember last time we did this.
Nothing.
When we couldn't get down to the get down.
Bring back Tupac.
I'm sorry.
Joe, I think it's time.
Tupac not dead.
It's time.
Girl, stop.
It's time to play the feud. It's time to play the feud.
He keeps spitting on me.
Sorry. It is time to play the feud. You don't have your headphones on. You can't hear what we hear. It's time to play the feud.
That nigga's big.
It is time to play the feud. Here we go. You don't have your headphones on. You can't hear what we hear. Here we go. Here it is. I went across. Here it is. Y'all ready? I went downtown Detroit. And I asked 100 people. 100 people. If they had a key, who would they bring back? Trayvon or Whitney? Now I'm going to sit back. Brandy. Number one answer on the board.
Stop that singing, please.
If you had to bring back Trayvon, who would you bring back?
His eyes got twice as big.
Hold on, wait. Let's check the board.
I'm sorry, Whitney snorted herself into an early death.
11 people. Number four on the board. Number four on the answers that I was given. Was Trayvon Martin. With 11 out of 100 people would bring back Trayvon.
Oh, that's good then.
They crazy as cat shit.
Okay.
I would be one of them 11.
Nah, would y'all like to guess what the other answers I got?
Michael Jackson.
Elvis, some dumb Michael shit. Jackson.
Okay, if you had to bring back Whitney or Trayvon, here's the... Hold on. The number three answer I got when I hit the streets. I talked to real people.
Bring back Jam Master Jay.
I talked to real people.
All right, Sam, I'm sorry.
I want to hear her talk. But the number three answer was, I swear to God, you should be on mic. The number three answer, when I polled Detroit, number four was Trayvon. The number three answer, 21 people said to me, are you sure you can't bring both back? That's the number three answer. 21 people said, are you sure you can't bring both back?
Niggas.
26 people. This is 26. The number two answer. 26 people out of 100.
Right.
Said.
He's so dramatic.
That's hard. That's all they said. That's hard.
Did you have your penis
Trayvon
out?
And Whitney.
They said that's hard.
Between Trayvon and Whitney.
Took that answer.
Yes.
I said Trayvon or Whitney. Just
get 42 people out of 100 people that we polled. I swear to God. You was with me in Greektown, were you? We went downtown. 42 people out of 100.
All of them,
they was drunk anyway.
Said we would bring back Whitney.
Why?
She had another good album in
her. She had a... Thank you, baby. They all said she had one more album in her.
Excuse me. Let me interject. Can I interject?
Yes.
I remember distinctly in Virginia. When she died.
Put your headphones on, Brandon.
I need to be, Brandon,
put your headphones on.
Do I need to put on your headphones?
What I gotta have it on for?
Please.
I'm talking to my.
Just put them on. Just put them on. Just say what you gotta say.
I remember in Virginia when Whitney died. Fuck y'all.
You look like you should be on a helicopter.
Listen, how about this? Okay. Whitney died. You cried. My wife cried. My sister cried. And I know about at least 11 other people that cried in the state. I know.
She did have good titties.
Now, I understand that. People are crying because Whitney Houston contributed to the world. Angelic voice. Listen to me now. Angelic voice. girl, shut up now. Angelic voice.
You at least struck my clown.
Love and heart.
Okay.
All these things. What did Trayvon contribute to society for your niggas, you niggas, to be, excuse me, for you niggas to pick Whitney over Trayvon?
We don't know what he would contribute to society.
What?
So you mean to tell me, you mean to tell me you are much rather discard the contributions of a person that does something and then take on the possibilities of something that may not happen.
She was 50. And she didn't have no more kneecaps. She smoked them off.
Okay. How old was Trayvon?
17.
And what?
He had a
and at what age did Whitney come on the scene and do what she did?
Thank you. Took your ass around. She was 13 years old.
So imagine if George Zimmerman daddy would have killed Whitney at 17.
Well, if George Zimmerman's daddy would have killed Whitney at 17, then we would not know what Whitney have done. However, George Zimmerman's daddy didn't do it. He didn't do that.
She got a chance to what? Live her life by cocaine.
But
put her whole face in the cocaine.
I think y'all missing my point.
Y'all missing my point.
Y'all would rather discard the contributions of a person that has done something. Let me finish, please. It's not done. It wasn't done. However, whatever it is, let me finish what I'm saying.
I like this.
Y'all would rather discard the contribution of a person that had done something.
No.
Rather, keep a person that didn't do nothing. Now we're not talking about what he could do.
Can I comment on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
But just let me comment on you. You asked when she first started up singing this. Everything for people is not going to be the same. Just because it started for her at 13,
I'm
going to
crush all y'all.
Let me regress to what Melanie's saying.
I mean, he could have made a contribution at fucking 20, but we will never get to see that. Whitney Houston, on the other end, she had years of singing, you know, traveling, making money, and you know, doing cocaine. She chose her fate.
Everybody
she chose that.
With the exception of McClain, is missing my point.
Please don't steal by. I got.
We're not talking.
I gotta go
about what a person could or could not have done. The question is, y'all would really dispute. We're talking about proof of world and nationwide contribution over a person. But who ain't done nothing up? Yet?
You ain't ready for bye.
Go ahead.
Okay, hold on. Off the top.
Whitney wasn't nobody in the first beginning of the place.
I wish I had
I'm
both
not
right.
Disputing a person's opinion. All I'm asking is a question. People would... Okay. Then that's it. Shut up.
Hold on.
I'm done. You came back and talked after I was done. When I was done, that was it.
No one can hear y'all. That's the thing. No one can hear her. What they y'all forgetting? Like Trayvon, what happened to him is a tragedy. I'm not making light of that.
I agree.
But one thing y'all forgetting, y'all made Trayvon a martyr. The problem with being a martyr is
there it is right
you
there.
You have to die to be a martyr. There it is. That's it. So if you bring back Trayvon. Here's what you're getting. If you bring back Trayvon, everything that just happened in the past year would not have happened. However, if you bring back Whitney, you get all the progress that Trayvon has made. Unfortunately, it took his life to do so.
That's good.
But you get all the progress that he made. And on top of that, get another Whitney album. You get her shaking her pussy right on Kevin Costner, talking about, I got the shit that you want. You got the shit that... No one can hear you. You got on mic.
That is not the question.
All right, I'm going to need people that don't got a mic.
I know. No one can hear you.
We are missing the question. The question is, who would we want to come back? We know both these niggas is dead. We know that. But the question is, who would we want? And my thing is, and Sam made, I think, the best point.
You know who I want to come back?
100%. Okay, then here we go.
Here we go. Someone who has nothing to do with this question. Go ahead.
Peter Pan.
I saw it coming. So, 42 people.
Thank you. That's why I did it.
Well.
What?
Well. Well, let's end this show. Let's end this show. I have no real way of ending this show. We all learned something today.
Fuck that. My cousin got killed in the drug pack. Y'all don't like these guys.
It ain't nobody
called
yet.
God damn it.
Somebody didn't make the edge.
We all learned. We all learned something. We learned that Tiffany Cousin's story did not make the edge. We learned that Trayvon Martin is a martyr. We all learned that. And we can all agree
Michael Jackson
that what happened with the Trayvon Martin case was fucked up and shouldn't have happened.
What?
But one thing. But one thing we did learn.
But Michael Jackson wasn't.
If you got questions, comments, concerns about all this stuff,
hit us up on samshownation.com.
You can hit us up at Gmail. At Just Talk with Sam at Gmail. No G in talking. Just Talk with Sam at Gmail or anything podcast related. You can go to samshownation.com. All our social media stuff is there, and I have no real way to end this, so I'm just going to hit the stop button. I will see y'all.
See you later next time.
And we also learned that there are possible tour dates for Brandy, who's opening for Louis J. Gomez next week, and South America. Get your tickets available. She on Facebook. But after all of that, I'll see y'all next week. Peace out, y'all.